How to Be Happy Podcast, episode number 22, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Welcome, everybody, to the How to Be Happy Podcast. I am Jared Akers.
Emily Akers here.
Hey.
Hey, you.
Right on. How's it going?
Good.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has been.
It seems like we've been saying that every time.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We're going
to... It's nice to be back.
Yeah. We had a, quite a interesting year. I was looking back. I think it's been, I think it was back in April or something like that since we did a last podcast, but, we're going to try to do more, but we always say that and no expectations here, right?
Exactly.
So this last year we've had, first off, today's episode, the topic is going to be, kind of the concept of fighting in relationships, relationship advice, arguments and sarcasm. Is it healthy? But I guess a real quick recap, this last year, or I don't know, since we last talked, we've had a lot of stuff happen. A lot of stuff around the house this summer. We had a lot of stuff to do, furnace and air conditioner and, just kind of the things that happen when you own a house, I guess.
Exactly. And
we haven't been on a vacation for a while.
We put on... Basically, the whole front of the house is new on the outside.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did a new front step railing, new porch railing, some trim.
Yeah. Looks great.
Yeah.
New garage door opener.
New garage door. Oh, then we have to tell a story last weekend. I'm just going to relax, right? And at about 9 o'clock in the morning, I went to get something to drink or fix me something to eat. And I realized, it's the hot water heater is leaking underneath the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Emily had taken everything out and it was all wet under there. So, oh, crap. So I got to replace that. So, and then it was like, okay, well, the floor underneath the cabinet was all rotted. So, okay, I get the Sawzall out and replace that.
Yeah.
We ended up replacing all the fittings underneath the sink.
You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All the fittings underneath the sink.
Seems like everything we touched started leaking.
Yeah.
At that point.
I touched it and it started leaking. Yeah. And then, a new hot water dispenser, a new faucet, all new fittings, everything. And finally it was about 12 o'clock at
Easily.
Night.
Easily. Yeah, it was just past midnight.
Yeah. We had already turned the water main on in the basement back on. And we were just getting ready to go back to bed. And I thought, I'm going to go check that one more time in the basement, make sure it's not leaking. So I went down, and of course, I had to touch it. And I touched the water main in the basement, and
it starts just shooting
water. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, what do we do now? So we had to call the city. The city came out, turned our water off. So then
Poor
the next
guy,
day,
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So the next day, I spent all day Sunday sweating pipe. I learned how to sweat pipe.
Yeah.
And
spent like 3 or 4 hours that night before. Online, figuring out how to do it, which good job.
Thank you.
Your first
I was a little
pipe
nervous
sweating
about plumbing, but
was perfect. Not a single joint has leaked.
Thanks to YouTube.
It's absolutely a perfect job. I couldn't ask for more.
Yeah. So now I'm like, what else is going to break, right? So anyway, then the next day, Monday, our garage door opener broke.
Yeah.
And we just did a new garage door, but they said, oh, your opener's fine. So,
We got 2 more months out of it.
Yeah, so anyway.
We're in good shape now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no vacations for us since 2012.
Yeah,
September. When we went to Rotan. Mm-hmm. So anyway. So on the topic of fighting and arguing, a lot of people say that everyone argues. Everyone fights.
I think that people disagree for sure. But how they do it is important.
Yeah. Well, you tell people a lot that we never argue or that we never fight.
We disagree, but we don't
fight.
Yeah. No, we don't fight.
We'll get snippy with each other. Like, for instance, when we're shopping sometimes. Right. I get to a point where I'm all gung-ho and then we go shopping and then I just reach a point.
And I know that. Yeah. I know you're that way.
After about, I don't know, if it's 2 hours, so 3 hours, what it is.
I spare you for the most part, but I always have this idea of at Christmas time, you know, this Hollywood kind of, oh, we're going to go out and frolicking. We're going to find all these great things for people and we're going to do it together and we're just going to get along so great. And
we're going to take
do get along great, but I have decided that you really don't want to shop unless it's for you.
Well, when I shop for you, I don't want you around.
Right.
And
Yeah. And I think maybe it doesn't really matter why you don't like something. The fact that I know that you don't, I'm not going to put you through it again.
Yeah. So there was no hot chocolate and carriage rides.
No frolicking.
No frolicking.
No.
All right. So, you know, we do get snippy with each other sometimes, you know, if we're tired or we just...
If our toe hurts and we're not walking fast enough, yeah.
Yeah. For instance, yesterday, Emily had stubbed her toe really bad a couple nights ago. And I walk really fast when we're out because a typical guy, I want to get to point A to, you know, from point A to point B as quickly as possible because I have an agenda, right?
I'm trying to keep up and be cool, but honestly, my foot is hurting so badly.
And
I'm kind of having to use one set of toes and then just hobble the other foot along.
Well, and I noticed watching you walk, it looks like you're walking really fast, but you're always like 20 steps behind me. And so I turned around and I looked, and as you're getting in the car, I said, you know, you look like you're walking really fast. And you kind of snipped back and said, hey, my toe is killing me. And, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then I was like, I got back in the car and I'm like, you know, I was going to say that you're deceivingly slow. It looks like you're walking just as fast as me. And I said, I just must have really long legs.
Well, you're a runner.
Yeah.
You know, so you do have a better...
And then you apologized, said, I'm sorry, got snippy.
And I did.
With you.
Get snippy, and I felt bad. But, you know, it's interesting, and I'd like to use this opportunity. When I was angry and spouted back, it took me a while to not feel that anger before I could say, hey, I'm sorry, I snipped. Because there was a part of me that wanted to justify why I did it. I was, in my mind, justifying it. And then I came to the realization.
You got angry?
Yeah. I was like, well, I should have been able to get angry. But really, that was silly. And I, you know, your feelings eventually won out over my need to justify being that way. And then it was important that I let you know that I was sorry that I did that. Because I don't want that kind of thing between us.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's interesting.
But
that
it
you
did
said
take
that.
Me a while.
Well, that's
and I was
that
aware
you,
of it.
That you were aware of the need to feel the justification initially.
Yeah.
And then, because
I think that's what people do.
Take they're, some emotional intelligence on your part.
It did take me a while, even though I feel like we have a wonderful relationship and we are kind with each other. You know, sometimes you're just irritable.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay to say, hey, I'm feeling really grumpy today, so just beware.
Be warned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that gives you license because you're feeling grumpy to treat people poorly, but you might want to limit your communication with you know, just know it, admit it, say it out loud, but it's not a license to be cruel or mean.
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of it too is, you know, we've mentioned baggage and stuff in the past and,
right,
you know, and it is there, you know, there's the saying that would you rather be happy or right?
Yeah.
You know, and in most cases, like even when, you know, there's when you're feeling, I don't know, irritable or something, it's, and I get that way, you know, where,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. We have moods. I mean, people have moods.
And I realize, well, what?
And that's okay.
What's the, I don't know what I'm trying to say. What in the end, how much does it really matter?
Right.
You know, and so
I think when you're feeling that way, you just need to spend some time alone and kind of figure out. I think when in relationships, when people find that they're angry with each other all the time, more than likely there's underlying issues that have not been resolved.
Right.
You know, you've built up all of these. You haven't communicated effectively all along. And so then it builds and it builds, and pretty soon you don't even know what you're mad about anymore. You're just mad all the time.
Right.
So if you're one of those people, you know, it's time to look at what have you been allowing that you no longer are willing to allow, because generally that kind of stuff.
What have you been allowing? What do you mean?
Build up resentments when you're allowing someone to treat you
like you've changed the rules all of a sudden.
Right, right. What have you been allowing? You know, is someone not pulling their weight around the house, or, you know, just the typical relationship
resentments?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And do you feel like you're doing more than the other person, or, you know?
Well, what about, because obviously we're big on communication, and talking about things and talking them through. And, you know, there was an instance years ago when we first met that we got kind of an argument, and I came home because I had promised to spend some time with you over Memorial Day or something like this.
I just had the expectation, right, that you would.
But then I came home and there was this disconnect between us, and you were kind of giving me the silent treatment. And I remember approaching you and saying, hey, I tried to validate what you were feeling, I think, and explained, you know, I realized what I had done, and that I, more than anything, I did not like that disconnect that we had in just those few minutes.
That was pretty cool. You said in that time that we weren't speaking, I missed you.
Well, yeah, because I'd been in relationships where our whole relationship was like that.
Yeah.
Our whole relationship was this disconnect. And I recognized, okay.
Well, we came into this relationship with our old habits.
Yeah.
You know, and our old, you know, some unresolved resentments with other people. Right?
Right.
And so when we, you know, we're learning to communicate with each other, those old habits were in place. So we had to, you know, throw them out.
Right. Well, and I think you only get that intimacy and that connection that we have by being completely and totally brutally, I don't know if brutally is the right word, but honest,
mm-hmm,
honest, transparent. Because you're the first person that I've ever been, hey, when I've met you, you know, it was like a fifth step to you, whatever. It's like, here's all my crap that I've done.
Right.
Here's who I am. I'm proud of who I am today.
Right.
I own those things and you know, and no secrets, you know. And so on the topic of also, because a lot of people think we talk about sarcasm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a big topic that I think that, because I have been sarcastic. And early on, you had kind of said in our relationship, you had mentioned something about sarcasm. And I always thought just the opposite, because I thought sarcasm was, hey, I'm being funny. And it's, you know, and you said something about it's not healthy. And I didn't necessarily agree with you at that time. But since then, I've changed my perspective on mm-hmm. that.
Sarcasm is an angry.
Well, I did some research. I have a, you know, what is sarcasm? And some, you know, say it's harmless and that it brings humor to a relationship, but, you know, what's it really doing to those involved? And I kind of did some research on, you know, actually this was on an article on Yahoo, and it, you know, and how criticism, it lists five ways how criticism can destroy, or wait, this is, and sarcasm, mm-hmm. can destroy your relationship. One, it shows a lack of respect. Two, it makes the target feel small or stupid. Three, it can lead to fights. Four, it causes others to lose respect for you.
Mm-hmm.
And five, it reveals your true feelings.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So if someone is, right, it reveals your true feelings. So if you're saying, well, I can't really think of an example right now.
Well, like, for instance, here's a definition from healthguidance.org. It says, sarcasm, simply put, is when someone says something that everyone knows is untrue in order to draw attention to its ridiculousness.
Ah.
So, you know.
It's kind of a worthless thing to do then.
Well, yeah. There's also someone, they say that sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. It doesn't take much art to use that particular type of humor.
I like that.
You know, and as a lot of people think, and you have said, that there's a little bit of truth
If I meet somebody new and they're sarcastic, it makes me wonder why they're so angry. I see it immediately as someone that's angry.
Well, but there are certain, like, for instance, comedians and actors and people that make a living out of that. Like,
yeah, you're paying them to be sarcastic.
Right. Like,
that's different.
Oh, I can't think of an example now, but I think Paul Rudd, he's got that
sarcasm.
Yeah.
But that is used in
James
humor.
Spade
it's
or David
kind
Spade.
Of expected. It's not a personal, you know, thing. You know that it's, but again, it is funny to people when it's about someone else.
Well, and I think back about,
but if you recognize something that is being said, that's about that you might feel insecure about with yourself, it's not so funny.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and I look back over, you know, my father had some sarcastic humor, and mm-hmm. I look back now over the years and I realize that, you know, it did have some effect, you know, with
right.
my sister and things that he would say, and you know, and he was a kind man.
Yes,
you know, but
I would
did
say
do
that
some
he was
sarcastic.
A gentle,
yeah.
very gentle and loving and kind of, he was understated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
very friendly, but the sarcasm might have been an outlet for his frustrations that he may have felt.
Yeah. So getting back to the original, like we started talking about,
fighting, arguing.
Do all couples fight? And is there like a fair way to fight? Mm. I don't know if that's
I can tell you from past experience in relationships that being in a relationship where we fight and now being in the relationship with you that I don't, it's so much better.
Do you think there's something wrong with us since we don't fight?
I don't at all. I think fighting is a sign, again, of...
I disagree.
So fighting is a sign of lack of communication. If it gets to a fight, you've got a lot of stuff.
Well,
because really, how important are the things that, you know, generally people don't even remember what started the fight.
Right.
So... I think it's just built up.
Well, and I think, too, there's a general lack of respect kind of there as well. Like,
yeah.
You do things that I don't really necessarily agree with or...
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, I don't know. That's a good point. Maybe not. I mean...
I'm curious.
Like, I don't know. That's a good point. I can't really think of anything. Maybe, I think sometimes it's like how to load the dishwasher, for
right.
example, or something.
Yeah.
I have certain... ideas of the way I think it should be done,
uh-huh.
and you do too. But at the end of the day, we just want it to get done, and
right.
we both are like on the same team. So it's like,
right.
hey, we both want a positive outcome. So there's no "I told you so," or
right.
you know, like with the whole, I really just wanted to hire a plumber,
yeah.
because I don't want to do crap.
Mm-hmm. And
because,
I knew that you did,
and you're like, "Honey, you can do this," because I was like,
It's an overwhelming task
because
I've never
had
done it.
Sweat pipe.
But now that you've done it.
And it's the main water line coming into the house.
It was a lot of pressure.
So I'm thinking.
Believe me.
Well, literally.
You know? No pun.
Yeah, right.
Well.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. And if you had insisted on ordering or hiring a plumber, I would have waited for you to fix, you know, for it to get fixed. I would have gone another day.
What do you mean? You would have agreed if I would have insisted on we hire somebody?
Right. Yeah, I'd already decided if he doesn't want to do this, I completely understand. But I probably would have tried.
Well,
if
you didn't
want to do it,
but
I
you know
see the cool thing about you is
you would have known it would happen.
I
right?
always know if I start a project,
I'm gonna
that you
it.
Will take it over. That and you know, in my former life before I met you, I would have been furious, mad, and feeling like you didn't think I could do something, and oh my gosh, you know, all these insecurities. I've got to prove myself, and now. When you take over my jobs, I really like it.
Well,
because
I guess
it removes the pressure from me for doing it to your standards.
Yeah.
You know?
So, well, and I am a perfectionist
and that,
on that.
You are.
Stuff, you know?
So, you know, if but I think I could have done it.
Oh, I know you could have.
I think I've seen it enough times.
Yeah.
I've been involved with it enough times.
Because when you said, well, I can do it, then I'm like, well, if she can do it. Then.
So there's a little healthy competition. There's nothing wrong with that. I think
yeah.
we should push each other to strive to be better and try more things. And you did great. I'm so impressed.
Yeah. Well, it's
really.
Not leaking. I go down there and check it.
You know, it could have been going in every different angle and been like a work of art down there, but it's like perfect.
Hey, you know, we did fight a few times before when we were first kind of trying to figure out.
Oh, well, when you were trying to figure out if you were going to stay here or not, stay in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got frustrated during that time. And I'll explain how that all came to be. I would blow up at you because I wasn't communicating my feelings and letting them build up because I was wanting to come across as the patient girlfriend that was allowing you the space to decide if you wanted to stay or go.
Right.
But inside, I was very uncomfortable with the situation. Thank you. I have a runny nose. So that's exactly what happened. I would let it build up and build up, and then you would say one thing, and then I would flip. So that's a perfect example of letting the resentments build up.
Because?
Yeah, you were taking your time, and I was wanting an answer sooner, you know?
Yeah, but you recognized that and then backed off.
Yeah, I did. I went outside, and this is what I was doing.
No, I mean just kind of in general in the relationship you did. Yeah. You kind of said, you know what?
If you asked me, is this something you want me to do, make a decision about this moment? Do you want me to leave this moment? And I go, well, it really doesn't have to be handled today, but I want it to be handled in a pretty soon.
Yeah, that's when I went and sought counseling.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because I needed some help here.
Which was a great solution because you really didn't know.
Yeah.
I needed you to know for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I... You know, and she was open. You were open and honest, and said, "You know, if you need to go, go. If not, and
yeah."
So I sought some, you know, I had a therapist, and I talked to her about, you know, where I saw myself and what I wanted out of life and all these things, and then I realized that, you know, I don't really see my life. I don't see a future without you in it. So I just, when it came down to it, we had become really good friends, you know, and I, you know, I realized that anytime there was something in my life that was, I don't know, anything, I wanted to share it with you. And so I kind of, you know, forecast it out into the future. And I thought, I just didn't see a future without you in it. And then the whole kid thing, you know, children, I thought, you know, if God wants me to have children, then they'll be in my life. And then all that other stuff happened. But, you know, so yeah. It all worked out. But so we did a little argue, but we really haven't since then.
No.
Not much. A little bit of snippets or snippy.
Well, when someone's trying to decide if they want to be in a relationship or not, you're not in the relationship. So.
Well, no, that's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We were kind of roommates with you deciding if you wanted forever.
Yeah.
So we kind of put the cart before the horse.
Right.
So that's a problem.
So is there...
That was resolved.
Well, I also found something kind of back on the topic of sarcasm. Is that a word?
Sarcasm? I don't know.
Sarcasm. How to stop someone's sarcasm. Address it by letting them know how it makes you feel. Should you fight back with sarcasm? Sarcasm. I can't say that word. I think that just makes it worse.
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm. Yeah. Can you
agree? I don't think you should fight back.
I don't think you should.
Or sarcasm back.
Yeah.
I don't. Or sometimes I do if I'm like in a playful mood and I know it's, I mean, it hasn't struck a nerve.
Yeah.
You know, we all banter, but then there's generally a risk of someone getting their feelings hurt.
Well,
and you may not even have any clue what it was that you said that, because you can't possibly know what everyone's insecurities are.
Well, in sarcasm,
it's just safer to stay away from it.
One of the things that I kind of learned from my father, or like, for instance, when someone says, I don't know if this would be considered sarcasm, but like, hey, that's pretty. And then on the back of your breath, say, pretty ugly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
right.
That's, I don't know if that's,
well, you just negated what you just said.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that is a good example of sarcasm. That's just mean.
Well, I think it's healthy, though, to have difference of opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly is not fighting, but obviously we're going to have different opinions. But in the end of the day, I respect you as a person.
Right.
And it's not, and I also love and respect myself, and I know where I'm centered morally wise, virtue wise, and all that stuff. So I don't really, I don't have the ego that I need to change your mind.
Right.
Because.
Yeah.
It's not that important.
Good.
So I don't necessarily say it's healthy to fight. I know some mm-hmm. people might think it would be.
No.
Too. You know,
people will say, well, we fight, but the makeup sex is great.
Yeah. Well, what about makeup sex? People say it's great, but
I think great when you're sex fighting, is great sex. There's so a fair just, amount of fear involved in fighting for the relationship.
Oh, right.
And so it makes sense that if you're going to be intimate with each other to kind of make up, that makes perfect sense.
It's a little more passionate.
You're like, okay, well, we have us again.
We have us again, right.
You know, as long as you've resolved, you know, and said how you feel about, you know, whatever it is that you fought about, try to figure out what got you there, why you were there, and how to avoid it in the future.
Yeah, well, one thing that I know that happens a lot in relationships, and it's happened a lot in some of my previous ones, where I had done something or whatever it was, you know, and all the shortcomings that I had in relationships before were based on insecurity on my part or not knowing, maybe deep down inside, knowing this relationship wasn't where I should be. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of self-sabotaged things and did things that weren't really that nice.
Yeah.
So, but then later on, we would maybe talk about them or deal with them, but then those things keep coming up.
Right.
We've all been in relationships mm-hmm. where they keep bringing up, you know.
Right.
A dig, digs. Right. Digs are mm-hmm. hurtful.
Yeah. If you do come to a place where you disagree about something, then you have to decide, you know, how if whatever you're disagreeing about is more important than the harmony of the relationship. You know? And it would at one time things like, you know, what style of couch to buy or what color of paint to put on the wall or the house or, you know, where are we going to spend our vacation? How are we going to spend our time today?
On vacation?
On vacation or just in life?
Yeah.
You know, these are things that we're not going to agree on all the time. And, you know, I'm very independent and I like doing things on my own. So if I know what I want to do today and if you're on board and want to do it, that's great. But if you're not on board and you do it anyway, I'm going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable. So I just do it. But I don't do it thinking that son of a bitch should be here doing it with me. If I'm going to do that, that's not fair to you.
Right.
I'll wait for you to be ready to do whatever it is that I want you to do.
You'll wait for me to do whatever it is you
want
me to do?
Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be right now if I want help with something. But I'm generally willing to try and do everything myself. So I'm okay with you deciding you want to spend the day doing what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll make my list with me thinking of me. And I don't make my list thinking that's your list too. I think that's important in a relationship. Decide, okay, it's important to me that I have, you know, new towels in the bathroom. Or it's important to me that I have, you know, whatever it is that I've decided that I want. You know, for the home or whatever, even though you're going to benefit from it too.
Since we're in a relationship and it's important to you, then should it be important to me?
No. I think that your time is yours. You know, we both work hard.
Well, not just time, but anything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think it should have to be important to you.
I guess it depends on what it is. Well, yeah, but I mean, it kind of depends on what it is too. I mean, for instance, if there's something that you're really passionate about, like a career or job or hobby or something, and, you know, maybe I don't agree with it, but I can still support it and realize that it's important to you because, you know, I want you to be happy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think.
You think?
Well, I don't know that you would have to necessarily agree if it's something that I want to do. If I'm going to do something you don't agree with, we need to discuss it. That's a possibility for resentment, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And resentments are...
Yeah, if I'm doing something that you don't like, I want to know about it. That's only fair. Then it's up to me if I want to continue to do it, knowing that it's going to irritate you. So I do think we have to tell each other. If something continues to irritate you, if it just irritates you one time, it might be you're in a bad mood.
Right.
But if it continues to irritate you, because you're going to start not liking me. You know what I mean? If I'm doing things, so I think you should let me know. Because it may be that I don't even know that I'm doing something that's bothering you.
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
No, I was trying to think of what they're doing. I know there's something.
Oh, okay.
But I can't, nothing comes to mind.
Well, if like it you, if you, it ever does, just let me know.
You put the toilet paper roll on the right side.
Yeah.
You
squeeze the toothpaste the right way.
Yeah. You splash water. You get a lot of water splashed around when you like brush your teeth and stuff.
Yeah. And then I clean up with the, but that's how I clean the countertops.
And you're very,
I mean, I, that's,
you're very, good,
that's a cover.
Free. Really, with, I, free with your, like when you pour drinks and stuff, you just go for it.
Yeah.
And you end up spilling stuff a lot.
Yeah.
And,
I'm clumsy.
But
I am clumsy.
But I, that's
haphazard.
Also endearing too, because it makes, because I'm so like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You got to keep it, yeah, you know, color between the right lines and everything. And you're like, so laissez-faire, whatever,
right,
if that's the right term. And it, and also I'm like, gosh, I wish I could be a little more like that, you know?
Well, that's nice.
So
I think that, yeah, I think that people kind of end up in the middle.
So even though it bugs me sometimes.
Because I can, I know that the things that I'm doing that you are kind of laughing at me under your breath.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm aware of it, but you don't, it's not ever been an issue, so.
So what, kind of to wrap things up, what advice would you give? Well, I got an email from someone recently that had talked about, she was so happy because her boyfriend was away. And so she was getting some peace because he just made her life unbearable.
Yeah.
And I thought, bless her heart. I feel sorry.
Why is he your boyfriend?
I know. It's just, it's so easy to see now, but I've been in those relationships where, oh my God, I thank God she's at her mother's for a week or something because, and then I look back now and think, what the hell was I in a relationship for where the other person made my life unbearable?
Dreading them coming back. Yeah. That's
so, but I mean, I understand and I get it. So, you know, it's hard.
There's your sign.
There's your sign. Right.
You know, that's why we date.
Right.
You know?
So what?
However, I'd like to point out that dating someone over a period of, what, a year or two or whatever, we decide that we're going to date somebody, you know, the dating and the behaviors of marriage sometimes are very different.
Well, yeah.
And, well, they are very different. If you've married someone that's misrepresenting themselves or has secrets or hiding, you know, their true self.
This would be a good episode all by itself.
Yeah. Absolutely would.
Yeah.
So,
and how it relates to arguing or making your life. Sorry,
I
threw you off.
Yeah, I kind of did go off on another tangent. I don't know where I was going with that, but I think that keeping a diary when you're dating someone and then really paying attention to it, because I kept a diary when I was dating someone and I did not pay attention.
Oh.
And I was furious, mad all the way during the time we were dating with this person. And these were my signs that this is not a healthy relationship for me.
Right.
I wrote it.
And we know friends and those
one
things
of
where
my
they're
lines
arguing.
Was,
it's like, you're not even married.
But why do we do that? Why do we marry someone and just kind of push those?
Not that you have to be married to argue, but.
Yeah. But, you know,
we're
in love with the idea of what they want to us, what we want them to be.
Right, exactly.
You know, or we enjoy them at their best self so much that we're willing to disallow the other 25% of the time that they annoy us. You know, or we see.
But, well, is that acceptable,
character defects?
Though? I mean, is that
no? I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it depends on what that other 25% is.
Right.
If that other 25% is this outraged,
if you're embarrassed by them.
Yes. Very good sign.
Yeah.
If you're out somewhere, because I've been in relationships where we'd get home and they'd be like, you know, can you act this way or because you embarrassed me or something like that? And it's like, well, if you're embarrassed with who you're with.
If they're unkind to other people, they have the capacity to be unkind to you and will be eventually. So.
Yeah. Good
future
one.
Fighting ahead if you're dating someone that can be unkind to others.
So would you say
there's your sign?
Would you say
don't do it.
If you're fighting and while you're dating, then
yeah,
that's we're not saying that if you fight, you're like your relationship's doomed because we've been in relationships.
But you got to figure out what have you got? What all has been built up that's making you angry on the littlest things?
You got to communicate.
Yeah,
you got to have respect first.
Yeah.
And if you don't respect them, you got to figure out, can I get to a place where I can respect them and build on this relationship? And if you can't, then I don't.
Let them know what your expectations of the relationship are going to be. You know, this is what I want in a marriage. What are you looking for in a marriage? You know, relationship. You know, how do you want to spend your time?
So what advice would you give someone that's in a relationship and all they do is argue, besides get out? Because that's not an option a lot of times. I mean, it's always an option, but it's easier said than done.
Right.
We've both been in them before.
Well, I think you need a third party. Both need to go to a therapist separately and together.
Yes. If you really...
If you can't get past it and you can't find... You can't open up with each other, then you're going to have to open up with somebody if you want to stay together.
I agree.
And don't fight long enough that you said things you can't take back.
Yes.
Because those things we say in anger... You know, you may say sorry later, but the damage is going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Those are all good points.
Yeah. You can argue with kindness.
Can you?
I can. We do.
Well, I always say, you know, today I'm going to try to only give and receive love. Aww. Hey, you know, I just wanted to say, for anyone listening, what would really, really, really... Well, first off, we really appreciate you. Second off, the only thing that we would really enjoy... Not the only thing. I guess, hey, if you could go to iTunes, search for the How to Be Happy podcast and leave us an honest review in iTunes, that would be...
Yeah. What do you want us to talk about? What could we do differently? What do you like? What don't you like?
A couple seconds of your time.
That'd be awesome.
And mean the world to us. And and it will help other people find us as well.
Yeah.
So just go to... You can actually also go to jaredakers.com, jaredakers.com/iTunes. And that will take you directly to our podcast in iTunes where you can leave a review. You can also go to jaredakers.com and click on... podcast, ask question. There's a tab on the right hand side. You can leave a voice message or write in.
Fun to be back.
It's fun to
this
be back.
Great.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, so it's
or
not.
I guess we won't see you.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah,
soon.
We'll talk to you next week.
So
have a great week.
Have a great week, everybody. And actually, we're getting ready to eat some ribs.
Yeah.
I got some ribs on the smoker. I put them on at about, I don't know, this morning, 5 hours in, and they'll be ready to go. Yum, yum, yum.
Very
and remember
good.
To be honest, be love,
and be happy.